Welcome to Style Soul Podcast, where creative style meets fashion, decor, and well-being. This is your host, Barbara Culkin. Join me at www.barbaraculkin.com, the place to style yourself and your space to success. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the 56th episode of Style Soul Podcast. And today's episode is the number one bewitching ingredient for your Halloween bash. Halloween fever is in the air. Can you feel it? I love this time of the year. It's a few days before Halloween, and it's such a high energy time. You know, there's this spooky mystery and excitement in the air, and just really contagious everywhere you go. So a lot of people are either going to a Halloween party or maybe planning a Halloween bash of their own. And if you are hosting your own Halloween party, I want to share with you the number one bewitching ingredient for your Halloween bash. It's the number one key element to impress your guests and also leave a memorable impression with them. And do you know what that is? That bewitching ingredient is to create the ambiance, create the feeling, the mood, the picture for your guests. You do not realize how important this is. It's what sets your event apart from the rest. It's what people remember. And that's key when you want to host a bash that's memorable. So with this one key element to impress at any gathering or party, you then set the stage for an event that's just mind-blowing for your guests. They'll just remember about it, they'll talk about it for years, and they'll just say, you know, so-and-so, remember that party from a few years ago that we went to? It'll stick in their head. And that's something that you want, right? I mean, you want your party to be the talk, the event that you had, just to create this picture for them. Because let's face it, when guests come over, they want to be dazzled and they want to have fun. So when you create this ambiance, you use your creativity. And believe me, you can do this at any budget. You don't have to go super expensive. You can do this whatever budget you want. You could go crazy, you could get things high end, or you can do it low budget. And it doesn't matter how much you spend, the result can still be the same. Okay? Here's some cool ideas you can do by setting the ambiance. Play some spooky tunes in the background. You know, create a theme. I think creating a theme for any sort of event or bash is very important. This way, just the energy of your event flows. You know, it's easy to get decorations for it. Just setting it up for your guests and giving them a memorable experience. When you create a theme, it just seems to flow better. Let's say you're going to do a haunted house theme. You know, you can decorate with webs all over your house. And, you know, even do this at the front entryway. Pumpkins, skeletons, set the table with a spiderweb tablecloth with goblets as glasses. And as a centerpiece, add a candelabra. You know, personalize it for your guests. Also, you can use a place card holder with their name on it. Or for their drink, you can also make labels. You know, and this also goes for the outdoors. You know, go to town on the outdoors to actually reflect the bash that you're having going on inside. Okay, and as they enter, they automatically experience this mood and this ambiance as soon as they just walk up to your front door. And you can even make up cool little cards in your front entryway to pick up. Okay? It's also a cool touch to do. Ladies, if you're having a ladies' night, you can use a witch theme. You know, I actually love witch decor. I love everything witch. I have so many witch decorations in my house with the little sign outside, the witch is in, the witch is out, with a witch's broom. I just go to town on it. I love it. So if you're having a ladies' night with this witch theme, you can really have a lot of fun with this. You get a witch's hat for each of your guests. You know, you could go to a party store, you could go to a dollar store. You can do this, like I said, on any budget, and it's just such a cool touch. Everyone leaves with their own witch's hat. They could use it later on when they go trick-or-treating with their kids. I always wear a witch's hat when I go trick-or-treating with my kids. It's just a fun thing to do. You can get wine glasses with witches on it and a little witch's boot as a wine charm. You can use a punch bowl that looks like a witch's cauldron. And, you know, it's just so much fun by just creating this ambiance. I just remember this just by doing certain parties. I remember people said to me, I remember that party you did. And it's just such a cool feeling, too, because you just know that you made your guests feel so at home. It was memorable for them. They had fun with it. And it's just a cool thing that you want to do. And also at kids' parties, we do goodie bags, right? A lot of times we make goodie bags for our kids for their birthday parties. But you could send home a little something with each of your guests as a reminder of your event. Let's say, for example, this is something I like to do. You can use a tea light candle and you can wrap it up in a really cute little baggie, a little mesh type of bag or a little velvet bag, a little Halloween tie on it. And it's just a reminder of your event, especially like a pumpkin spice candle or something like that. Just something little to go home with your guests, depending on the size you have. You have a ton of people, that's a little hard to do. But if you have like a smaller intimate bash, it's just a really nice touch to do. It'll be a memory of you and your event. It'll just make a memorable impression of your party. Something else I have to add, very important, if you are hosting the Halloween bash, dress up. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a Halloween party and people don't come in costume. The hosts especially aren't in a costume. And guys, you just want to have fun with this holiday. It's such a fun holiday. Your inner child comes out to play. You can dress up and do whatever, be whatever you want to be that day, and just have fun with it. For that one day, just dress up in something. If you don't want to go all out and put a ton of makeup on or anything, you don't have to. You can just add little touches of something, you know, cat ears or, you know, bunny ears or something. Just have fun with it. Do something fun, and just especially if you're hosting the bash, definitely remember to dress up. You want to have that touch for your, you know, friends and your guests when they come over. It just sets the mood for your special event. Okay, it's a fun holiday, and just have a blast doing it. So I want to wish you the best wishes, actually best wishes for a very happy Halloween. If you enjoyed this episode of Style Soul Podcast, like it and share it with your friends. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode and share your comments at www.barbaraculkin.com and get the Style Scoop by signing up. Feel fabulous, look stylish, and live beautifully. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next time on Style Soul Podcast.